Well, look, why has the Child Poverty Action Group created these election tasks and policy briefs?
So our three asks are pretty simple. Free early childhood education for every child, a warm, safe, dry house for every child, and good food for every child. So they're really three, things that every person needs and every child in New Zealand deserves. So we know that those asks are just more than just one policy change. So we've actually got 11 policy briefs, and these have been, researched and developed by academic professors across, universities across Aotearoa, researchers and policy analysts. And so we've got the research and we're putting it to the politicians, basically.
I've been very mindful of the input to our thinking, the challenging whakaaro that's coming out of Child Poverty Action Group. Sadly, it feels that more needs to be done to strengthen your hand too. It feels at times that you're not a lone voice, but certainly a prominent voice that could do with some support from other organisations, Māori included. Has the government done enough to overcome poverty and deprivation in this country, or how far short are we, do you think, Sarita?
Yeah, so we are short, and it's going to take a little bit more than just one or two, changes in policy. But, that's why we kind of come in on the research side. So there's, the organisations out there that are doing the food banks and giving out the food to our whānau and our communities, doing that, day-to-day stuff. And we kind of come in the background and go, okay, what's the statistics around this? What's the research around this? And what can we do to make those recommendations that support those, our other organisations in Aotearoa that are doing the day-to-day work. So
daycare fees come in for a special mention. Why so?
Yeah. So basically, the question is, well, why is primary and secondary school free and state-run and we accept that that's a public good, and why isn't early childhood education and care free? So at the moment, we do have, unfortunately, it's mostly private rather than public. So we're sort of saying, why is this not a public? It is a public good. So why is it not free and administered as a public good? And that's going to do a huge amount for whānau and families because, every parent knows, me included, the cost of daycare and preschool, education is really hard on our pockets. And for those people that are most vulnerable, those people that are on that, that breadline, it's even more, it's worse for them. So this is where we can really do something that will make a real change.
Māori, obviously, in dire circumstances, many of our people, sadly, and as costs go through the roof, it's inevitable that what's going to be affected is either the warmth in the house or the quality of the kai on the table. It's a very Māori issue. Do you sense, as an organisation, you're getting as much Māori support to challenge government activity and practices as you might like?
Yeah, definitely. So the two co-authors of the policy brief on specific to Māori child health and our tamariki is Dr. Owen Sinclair and from Te Whatu Aotearoa in Waitemata, the Waitemata Health, and then Dr. Mata Oria Linden. So those are, both senior lecturers in School of Medicine at University of Auckland and practitioners in their field. They're Māori, they're proud Māori, and they are putting the facts here to the public, sort of saying, this is research, let's do something about it. So we feel we are getting the support for Māori, and we are giving the support to Māori as well, because they know what... they know what the situation is, and they're actually keen to do something about it. So
it's a big mahi, but there's no more important mahi when Jacinda took the reins. What's that? Nearly 6 years ago, she said that this was the biggest issue that she was going to prioritise, and that as a nation we were confronting. What's the scorecard then been for the two-term government that we have had across these last 6 years? Rate them out of 10 in addressing child poverty in New Zealand?
Yeah, I don't know if I could give a rating out of 10 or anything like that, but it is challenging. One of the big things that does help us as Child Poverty Action Group is that every political party, now they have to have a spokesperson on child poverty reduction. So once we have those spokesperson, we can say to them, hey, what are you guys doing? And that's all those in Parliament, and every political party that's standing for election do have those spokespeople. So that's one good thing, so that we can challenge them and sort of say, hey, what's happening? And then we had that Child Poverty Reduction Act as well, which is good progress. So now we need to really go, okay, here's what Child Poverty Action Group have done, the research. They've got, 11 policy briefs with a host of recommendations. If these political parties, if they take them on board, then we can change the narrative. We can, we can have a country where child poverty is eliminated. And so that's something that everyone, everyone wins when children and families succeed. So it's a no-brainer for us, and we're just going to push it as much as possible.
Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us. It's Tūrinia, Nga Tamiki, kia koe, Sarita. All the best with the mahi ahead for the Child Poverty Action Group. And suffice to say, we're here to tautoko and to share messages with Te Iwi Māori that can be of help going forward. Sarita Divis with us today. Thanks, Sarita.